Next item.
Next is Amendment 1B019 by Supervisor Romo West.
Supervisor Romo West.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. This amendment, I believe, provides a really important piece on the initiative to downsize out at BHD in regards to the closures and the downsizing, the downsizing of the inpatient beds, which, thank you very much, this committee has already had before us. But what this does is this calls for a capacity demand study to be done on the inpatient, on inpatient as well as emergency beds throughout Milwaukee County. And as some of you may recall, we did receive an email correspondence from Tracy Y. Mellenberger at Aurora on behalf of the hospital systems, who were also very much in support of this. And prior to receiving that email, I had actually had a conversation with Rob Henkin after we passed the initial resolution putting the money back in for the 12 inpatient beds, and I talked to him about the possibility of having a capacity study done. In addition, this does also ask that BHD develop a surge capacity contingency plan. What that would do is take a look at worst-case scenarios and whether or not the worst-case scenario by patient acuity, ensuring that backup services and resources are in place for times of high demand if bed demand exceeds capacity. And so basically it's just asking us to have a plan A and a plan B. And I believe that BHD already has this, but it's always good to have. In addition, this the capacity demand study will also, by virtue of the nature of the study, take a look at our community capacity, which is a very large concern, I know, for a lot of us, as well as some advocates and obviously for the hospital system. And so we really kill two birds with one stone. To take a look at the fiscal notes, I did take the sales tax funding for the courthouse security x-ray equipment, and I actually have another amendment forthcoming that makes more sense of the use of these funds. But I do move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any questions, discussion? Director Colon?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. We are very willing to participate in this comprehensive analysis with the hospital systems. I think that when we go through this process, if all the hospitals are very transparent through this process, it will result in more reductions than the 12 that we're proposing in this budget. And I say that because I'm privy to some information that the hospital systems haven't collectively discussed together. But we're very willing to participate in this process. I think it's a good process. And as related to the funding, I would suggest that the hospital systems participate in this process. I don't know. I think we're partners in this, and we should partner it. I don't know if we have to pay for the whole study. I did contact Joy Tapper this morning and mentioned that to her, and she said, that's the approach we took when we did HSRI initially, and she appeared to be very open to that, and I think that would just be fair.
Any questions? Supervisor Jerzyk.
I'm just a little confused about the funding. We're taking out the money from
the sales tax revenue. It was sales tax revenue.
It's sales tax revenue, which had been used to pay for what?
Was allotted to pay for courthouse security x-ray equipment.
And is this something that we don't need?
I did mention that. I do have another amendment that actually will make more sense once we get to that one than it does here.
Does that put money back in for it?
No. That probably should have been taken in the opposite order because it makes more sense. So, Mr. Chairman, if I could move temporary layover of 1B019.
Right. Sure. We'll just move that one right behind.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. All right. So
we'll move to the next.